I've had various part-time jobs in the past where I've worked with young children, such as play schemes, and I really enjoyed those, so I thought teaching was a good career choice for me to make. I did a year's primary teaching before I started my degree, and throughout my degree worked with older children, so I decided to go into teaching after I'd finished my degree.
Before doing my PGCE, I studied transport and product design at Coventry University, and I got a job as a contract designer for 3 months, and that really sort of showed me the industrial, side of things, working in industry. I could say working in industry has given me a good foundation and a lot of good knowledge to help has helped me with the PGCE.
I think that the most enjoyable part of the PGCE is when you're teaching lessons which go really well. So when you've taught something and the students come up to you and say, "Miss, look what I've done," and they're really proud of what they've done, that's probably the most rewarding part for me.
The teaching in the faculty has been very comprehensive. There's been a lot of theory taught. We've learnt a lot of theory, but it's all been very relevant, and we've been able to translate that directly into the work we've done at our school. So it's not detached, which is very good. Both my mentors. Both of my schools been hugely supportive, and that's probably one of the key things when you go into a school and to develop your teaching. Your mentors are there to help, and they did a really good job with me, helping me, so that's really good.
I chose Cambridge because it had a really good reputation. And from looking at the Ofsted reports of the university, I knew that it had good partnership schools and good links with schools in the community. So I chose to come to Cambridge because of the reputation. I thought it would be a brilliant opportunity to do my training here.